Time now for your letters, and we received many about Joseph Shapiro's piece on church access for people with disabilities. I was literally moved to tears listening to your story, wrote Lisa Schaefer of San Diego. I joined a church for the first time about 5 years ago, and I'm proud that First Unitarian Universalist Church of San Diego is an accessible campus. We have ramps and elevators and integrated wheelchair space in the sanctuary. We have a sign language interpreter for one service every Sunday. Your radio piece made me realize how valuable those decisions are and how profound the return is on our investment in accessibility. Sue Weidenbaum of Oberlin, Ohio, commented, I listened throughout Joseph Shapiro's feature this morning, hoping to hear at least a small reference to how religious organizations are accommodating and including people with hearing impairment. A large and growing segment of the population is hard of hearing and impairment that is invisible. I nearly cried at the end, hearing how Peter Thornburg feels acknowledged and affirmed because people talk to him at church. People with hearing loss have not lost their brains. They also need to be affirmed as intelligent and interesting human beings. And many of you sent us mail about Andy Trudeau's film music segments. Joanne Davis of Chillicothe, Ohio, was transfixed. I listen intently, and woe to anyone in my household who makes a peep while these are on the air, she wrote. While I know the scores as part of the movies, I find that Andy's comments lift the music to the level of a lead role, and I hear things I didn't imagine existed in those movies. It's wonderful. Grant Garber of Selma, California, added this, I like Trudeau's criteria for picking his favorite, the score that will remain memorable in the years to come. It's the same criteria for picking the best in any art form. One last musical note from Alan Dregseth of Fargo, North Dakota, who wrote, You made my day with your mention of the Kinks song Skin and Bones during this morning's puzzle segment. I was listening in the car with my dog, Lola, from one Kinks fan to another. Thank you. Please send us your views and comments. Our email address is wesun, W-E-S-U-N, at npr.org. And please give us guidance in the pronunciation of your name and let us know the name of the city or town where you live. Do your daily exercises. You're gonna look like skin and bones.